The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Toronto for their first meeting of the season series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. San Jose is looking to end a 9-game winless streak on the road at 0-7-2 following a defeat against the Ottawa Senators 5-3 two nights ago in Canada's capital. They face off against a team that's won 5 straight and 9 of their last 10. Toronto is loaded with talent, led by Mitchell Marner and Austin Matthews up front, and featuring excellent goaltending this season with Anthony Stolarz and Joseph Woll in net. San Jose went 0-2 last year against the Maple Leafs, including a 4-1 loss at home against Toronto on January 6th, and 3 nights later in Toronto, they lost 7-1 at the hands of the Maple Leafs. The crazy thing is that the Sharks have done much better statistically against the teams they've lost to than you might think. In fact, against Ottawa last time out, they were better in faceoffs, they outhit them, they had more blocked shots, and they outchanced the Senators, but still found a way to lose 5-3. Head coach Ryan Warshawski says playing better defense and avoiding costly errors are part of the equation, but sometimes the extra goal that you score for puts a seed of doubt into the other team, and that's maybe what's necessary in this game.
Yeah, I think we got to try to break a game open, you know, and I think we at times we score the first goal, we're hanging around, they tie it up, may go 2-1. We need that next one. And you watch around the league and, good teams, they open games up. They open games up, give them a 2-goal cushion, 3-goal cushion, and they put, the nail in the coffin right there. So, of course, we need to try to find ways to score a little bit more and open games up. And, when we do have the lead, really close it out and play with extreme detail. When we're trying to win a hockey game that haven't happened here as of late, you got to have, extreme high level of focus with and without the puck.
There are 6 players that grew up in the Greater Toronto area, and they are really excited to have family and friends at Scotiabank Arena tonight. Among those players include Barkley Goodrow, Jack Thompson, Mario Ferraro, Ty DeLandria, Tyler Toffoli, and Jake Walman. But there are 2 other players that used to be part of the Maple Leafs organization, including Tim Liljegren, the defenseman who scored a great goal last game against the Senators, who will now face the Maple Leafs for the first time since being traded to San Jose. Liljegren admits it's going to be a little bit odd walking into Scotiabank Arena and heading for the visitors' dressing room.
I don't know. It's going to be weird. Obviously, I have still a lot of good buddies on the team and still talk to a lot of Swedes, so... I don't know, it's gonna be weird. It's the first time kind of having that feeling, so I guess we'll see, but I'm excited.
But Liljegren is also settling in now in San Jose, and he's starting to enjoy his time in Teal.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, everything just happened so quick and just kind of went with the flow of things. And then after, I think it was after a while that you kind of, okay, I'm in a new city, a new team. Kind of when you have to look for a new condo, get a new car and everything. So, it's been a wild year, but it's been fun.
Will he have any money on the board for this game?
Yeah, there's going to be some money up on board for sure.
Sharks rookie Will Smith, who has 10 points in his last 11 road games, really seems to understand how important this game is to Liljegren.
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, obviously he was here for a bit and playing practice at the Marlies rink yesterday. It was cool to see his name up top and excited for him.
And Macklin Celebrini added that Liljegren has provided a lot of value to the team this year.
He's been great for us, puck moving defenseman. He's growing with the rest of us, and I think he's just getting a little bit more confident. Obviously scoring that goal the other night, that was huge for us, and even though we didn't get the result, I thought he played really well, and he's been great for us the whole season.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle. Like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit. Or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Sharks favorite washing machine setting? spin cycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
The Sharks start Alexander Georgiev in the nets tonight against the Maple Leafs, and a couple of other adjustments as well coming for Ryan Warsawski's team. Henry Thrun was placed on the injured reserve list with an upper body injury that's said to be day-to-day. Jimmy Schultz, the captain of the San Jose Barracuda of the AHL, was recalled today, but he will not play. In the lineup, Jack Thompson, Toronto area native, is very excited to play against the Maple Leafs, as are several others inside that Sharks locker room who have never done so before. Macklin Celebrini is one of them.
I think it's going to be cool. It's one of the oldest franchises, and you see the history in the rafters, and obviously a very good team that we're playing tonight, so I'm just excited.
Will Smith is also looking forward to facing the Maple Leafs in this big-time atmosphere.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I mean, a bunch of those top guys like obviously Marner, Nylander, and Austin will be pretty cool. I watch all of them, obviously, but I really like Nylander's game, and Marner's are both righties too, so I liked watching them.
The Sharks have done a lot of good things on this road trip, but they've come up empty in the victory department. Tim Liljegren on defense says that you have to take the good things and crystallize them into a full 60-minute effort, and he believes the Sharks are on the verge of doing just that.
I think just the guys, like, we know we can still be better, clean some stuff up. Obviously, penalties against good teams, you know, you get scored on if you take enough penalties. But I think the guys, you know, feel that we're kind of building something here. I think we're playing much more structured. People buy in with how we're supposed to play, and I think there's a feeling that we should get more wins than we have, and I think that's what we're taking away from the games to still be thinking in a positive way.
It's going to be a great matchup, the Sharks and the Maple Leafs, and we're on the air in time for your drive home. So pipe us into your car speakers starting at 4 o'clock Pacific time as Jason Demers and I bring you all of the coverage. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.